to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. There's nothing more important to good health than eating good, nutritious food. That's why the Creator made sure that Adam and Eve and all the animals in the Garden of Eden had plenty of it to enjoy. So what does God put on the table when he's the chef? Jared knows. Here's his story. My mom and I looked in the refrigerator and decided it was time to visit the grocery store. "We need everything," she announced. "I'll make a list and we'll go shopping." "Let's buy lots of fun stuff this time," I suggested. "You know, cookies, ice cream, and breakfast cereals with cartoons on the box. Those taste great." Mom looked at me for a long moment. "Are you sure that's what you want?" "Absolutely," I pressed. "It's what all the kids at school are eating these days. We need to get up to date with our food choices." Soon we were in the car headed for town. "Oh dear," I heard my mom say. "Looks like we need gas too. I'll stop by the lake." "By the lake?" I responded with a frown. "There are no gas stations by the lake." "Oh, I'm going to fill the tank with water," she announced. "After all, it's a liquid and a lot cheaper. Should work just fine." "What?" I gasped. And I thought maybe we could pour in some dirt and wood chips too. "Mom, you can't put those things in our car's gas tank." "Why not?" I shook my head. "Because engines need gas, not wood chips, to run. Water doesn't burn in the cylinders like gas does, and dirt, it will ruin the engine forever." "How do you know this?" Mom asked, turning toward the lake. I opened the glove compartment. "It says so right here in the car's owner's manual. See, use unleaded gas only. Gas, Mom, G-A-S. "What do they know?" she said with a wave of her hand. "What do they know?" I repeated. "The people who wrote this manual built this car. They should know what it needs to run right. And trust me, it's not water, dirt, and wood chips." Mom smiled as she stopped the car. "Good point," she said. "And when I go grocery shopping, I use the manual God has provided so I can know what we need to run right." I blinked. "You mean the Bible?" "Yes. The Bible is our body's owner's manual, and I make food choices based on what it says. Don't you think that's a good idea? After all, God designed and made us." That day, we returned home with grocery bags filled with fruits, grains, nuts, and vegetables, the very foods God created for us to eat. Mom, as usual, made them taste great. Who needs the wrong fuel? Not me. What a great story from Jared. You know, God allows us to choose what we want to eat, even if our choices aren't best for us. But when we invite God to set the table for our meals, he provides an amazing menu. He uses only the best nutritious ingredients that he created to help heal both our bodies and our minds. God said, "Look, I have given you all the plants that have grain for seeds, and I have given you all the trees whose fruits have seeds in them. They will be food for you." Genesis 1:29. Eating the foods God designed for us provides the energy and the intelligence we need for life's long run.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!